Good morning and happy Planet of the Apes weekend to you. It is Friday, August 5th, 2011. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with the Entertainment Earth podcast. You can guess what I'm excited about, so let's get started with a look at the movie news, or some movie news. Last week at the box office, Cowboys and Aliens was number one, $36.4 million, barely edging out the Smurfs, which had a 3D enhanced take of $35.6 million. Captain America the First Avenger was $25.6 million. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, $22.0 million. And Crazy Stupid Love, $19.1 million. New at the box office this week, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Nothing else matters, just go see that. Also, The Whistleblower, The Change-Up, and things that are not involving apes throwing parking meters at cops. Look at it that way. Are they going to do that in The Change-Up? I don't think they are. MTV, in the news, by the way, MTV finally announced a new show called Dumb Girls. The premise, it follows 20-something girls who are smart in life but dumb in love, which I think is the premise of every sitcom. NBC is saying some interesting things about 30 Rock. For starters, it's delayed until mid-season due to Tina Fey's pregnancy. Also, Alec Baldwin may not be in it, it seems. They're working on that, it says. It also says SNL is hanging on to its entire cast. Nobody seems to be getting the boot just yet. That's pretty unusual. The Venture Brothers blog has the scoop on the Venture Brothers special. From the Ladle to the Grave, the story of Shallow Gravy will be airing on Adult Swim at the end of the month. It's only 15 minutes long. It focuses on Hank and Dermot's band. We'll see how that goes. A new season is in the works and probably won't air until 2012, knowing the show's schedule late 2012. Harrison Ford appeared on Conan this week and ripped the head off a Smurf. Do look the clip up online. Pictures of Anne Hathaway as Catwoman or Selina Kyle from the new Batman Dark Knight Rises are hitting the web and people are complaining. I'm confused. It's Anne Hathaway in skin-tight leather outfit on a Batpod motorcycle. What's your people's problem? New at Entertainment Earth. Thundercats are here! Or some of them are because we have them on sale. Buy one Thundercats item, get a second for 30% off. You can order any combination you'd like. Get a case of action figures or get a Lino Classic Collector action figure and get Tigra at a discount. Or any of our over 20 awesome items, including t-shirts, large-size vinyl figures, statues, and vehicles. Don't forget, order now. This sale ends soon. In toy news, new Star Wars The Clone Wars figures have arrived from Hasbro. Interestingly, waves 10, 11, and 12 all hit this week at our warehouses. We had those in stock for a while, and then the cases got snapped up really quick. We might have a few left, so check our website for details. New figures include Savage Opress, with and without shirt, Serapos, new clone troopers. It's very exciting. You'll have to go check our website again to see which ones we still have. I would suggest searching for your favorite characters or just look up Clone Wars action figures. And this is the first I've heard of them showing up. As far as I know, the big box guys didn't have them yet, so yay us. If you pre-order, you probably are going to get yours first. Hasbro Marvel Universe 2012 is looking good. A new Spider-Man and Hulk will be joined by a cat-like beast, Beta Ray Bill, and Kraven in the first wave for next year. The second wave has Scarlet Witch, Punisher, She-Hulk, the new white and black Spider-Man, and Kang, which I've been assured from the 1980s is the king of pegwarmers. Entertainment Earth has pre-orders up for 3¾-inch Venture Brothers action figures from Biff Bang Pow. If you want to guarantee these or any product cabin, pre-orders are always helpful. They are slated for about August 2012 right now, and no pictures are as of yet available. NECA will be expanding its Gremlins 2 offerings, and Gears of War 3, and Valve, plus Evil Dead. Lots of new Ash figures and Electricity Gremlin that'll knock your socks off, a new Portal Gun, companion cubes, and all sorts of crazy things that were shown at Comic-Con in development for the next 12 months. The Transformers Collectors Club Sideburn toy is shipping now. I got mine earlier in the week. It's a very nice toy. It's mostly blue with a lot of metallic paint. White spoiler. It's a repaint of the 2006 Classics Hot Rod / Rodimus Prime figure. If you like it, I think you should... Okay, if you like the mold, you should get it. If you like the Sideburn character and want a better toy of it, you should get it. It's currently exclusive as a freebie to club members, but if the past history is any indication, they'll sell them individually for $25 in the near future. A very large amount of new LEGO items are up. Just search LEGO on our site and see them, including Hero Factory figures, Ninja, SpongeBob, and other UFO attack, alien attack, whatever the line is called. I can never remember. I love the things, but I keep having the wrong name in my head because I'm a great host. Batman Legacy from Mattel. New figures are up for pre-order from this line as well, including Arkham City, Robin, and Joker 2-pack, which is going to be a big deal. Dark Knight Movie, Batman and Police Honor Guard Joker 2-pack should be pretty good. Catman from the comics, Golden Age Batman, also from the comics, and Silver Age Batgirl from, you guessed it, the comics. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I have been your host, Adam Paulus. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entertearth, E-N-T-E-R-T-H. It's like Entertainment Earth without the entertainment part. Similar spelling. Anyway, thanks for listening. Ask me your questions online. And I will see you on the next exciting installment, or the next boring installment, depending on which one you're listening to, of the Entertainment Earth Podcast.